WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some fog, and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We do expect the fog to burn off by around 10 a.m. and partly cloudy to cloudy skies for the remainder of the day, a high around 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, a man accused of threatening people at a Western Iowa bank, or rather a Western Iowa truck stop just over a year ago, has been sentenced to spend the next 2 years in federal prison. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
On October 6th of last year, someone called 911 to report the threatening behavior of a man at a truck stop just off Interstate 80 near Underwood. When deputies arrived, they found Brandon Scott Sutton of Tabor, Iowa, with a 9mm pistol and ammunition. Sutton, who's now 35 years old, pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm in June. He's been sentenced to 26 months in a federal prison without the possibility of parole. According to the Department of Justice, Sutton had previously been convicted of various felonies, including an assault on a police officer. I'm O.K. Henderson.
News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County have identified the victim of Friday's train versus pedestrian collision. Authorities, though, are awaiting dental records and autopsy results to confirm the victim was 18-year-old Jessica Lynn Randolph of Jackson, Missouri. According to Sheriff Joe Sampson, the young woman had moved to Stanton in August and was a senior at the Red Oak High School. Authorities have yet to determine why she was standing on the railroad tracks just east of Halland Avenue Railroad crossing on the southern edge of Stanton, where she was struck by a Burlington Northern freight train at around 5:24 p.m. Friday. It's believed, however, her death was a suicide. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Monday night on two valid warrants. 21-year-old James Leroy Christensen Jr. was arrested just before 8 p.m. on a sheriff's department warrant for contempt of court, failure to pay, on a charge of illegal resistance to order process, and a Red Oak Police Department warrant for a controlled substance violation. Christensen Jr. was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $10,000 bond. And a Red Oak man was arrested Monday for allegedly violating a protective order. Sheriff's officials say at around 6:40 p.m. they received word that 27-year-old Aaron Allen had violated the court order. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department located Allen about 2 hours later and brought him to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant charging him with harassment in the first degree. Allen was being held in the jail on a total of $2,300 bond. Cass County remains the only county in the KJAN listening area with a ban on open burning in place after three more counties rescinded their bans on Monday. The state fire marshal's office said the burn bans in Crawford, Mills, and Monona counties were canceled on Monday. The bans in Crawford and Mills counties had been in place since mid-July, while the Monona County ban was established on October 16th. Conditions across the area have improved with recent rains and high humidity, making less likely the possibility of a grassland or field fire. By the end of the day Monday, only 10 counties in Iowa had remained under a burn ban. Nine of those counties are in northwest Iowa. Cass County is the lone remaining county elsewhere in the state. Fire stations and other entities in Shelby County were told they could change their fire danger placards to low from now through Thursday. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Monday, with the recent rain and moist conditions, the likelihood of more rain this week as well, the danger of grassland and field fires is low in Shelby County. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday they made two arrests over the weekend. 18-year-old Kyler O'Brien of Atlantic was arrested Friday on a shoplifting charge, and 22-year-old Kevin Ingalls of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a willful injury charge. According to police, Ingalls allegedly hit his stepfather Sunday evening in the face with a piece of wood. 38-year-old Kevin Berg was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Kevin Ingalls and Kyler O'Brien were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Beverly Webb, age 81 of Oakland, died October 16th at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Beverly Webb will be held today at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reek & Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. William Bill Murphy, age 76 of Wyota, a longtime Cass County resident, died Saturday at the Southern Hill Specialty Care Center in Osceola. Funeral services for Bill Murphy will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Franklin Dwayne Evans, age 69 of Shelby, died Sunday at his home. Memorial services for Franklin Evans will be held Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Elmer Clarence Anderson, age 80 of Stewart, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Elmer Anderson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Thomas Lee Orweiler, aged 38 of Des Moines, died Saturday. A memorial service for Thomas Orweiler will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen for KJAN News.